88.9 Shine FM, every Wednesday, checking in for Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We're into the month of March. Can you believe it?
Hard to believe that.
Indeed. And a new topic, though, at the start of the month, coping skills for kids, strategies to help kids deal with stress, anxiety, and anger. And Kimberly, I'm thinking a lot of parents and myself are thinking, I hope there's some strategies we can use as well.
Well, and you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking in my head, yes, and parents and even adults listening this month who don't have kids, whatever I'm going to say calms your child will calm you.
Nice. Glad to hear that. Mm-hmm.
So this is based on a fantastic workbook by Janine Halloran. So if any parents are keen, they can grab a copy. Again, it's Janine Halloran, I think is how you say her name. So critical to calming coping skills is a focus on breathing. To help understand why deep breath is an essential calming coping skill, it is important to start off explaining to your child a quick lesson on their autonomic nervous system.
Okay.
So the autonomic nervous system controls, no surprise, automatic systems in your body, such as breathing, heart rate, and digestion. Could you imagine life, Mike, if you had to think about breathing?
No, I can't. I was just thinking that. I'm glad it all takes care of itself.
Yes. So the ANS has two systems, rest and digest, and fight, flight, freeze. So when you're feeling calm and relaxed, like you do right now, Mike, your body is in rest and digest.
Okay.
Your breathing's normal, your muscles are relaxed, and your heart rate is normal. When your child, though, faces a stressor, or you do, an unpleasant emotion like anxiety or anger comes to visit, bam, you pop into the fight, flight, freeze system. And this is outside your child's voluntary control. Their heart rate will increase, their stomach will stop digesting, and their breath becomes shallow. So the goal of calming coping skills is to teach your child how to move from fight, flight, freeze back into rest and digest.
Okay.
And deep breathing is the fastest way to do it because it helps get oxygen into your bloodstream, opening up your capillaries. It has a physical effect on your body that helps to calm it down and lower stress. So here's a fun, playful activity that you can do with your child that involves the stuffed animal. Here's what you'll say. Lie on your back and put your stuffed animal on your belly. As you take deep breaths in and out, you can watch your stuffed friend move up and down. Breathe in to make your stuffed animal go up and breathe out to make your animal go down. This is so simple, it's playful, and this breathing exercise often brings laughter too, resulting in a faster shift back to rest and digest for your child.
Awesome. And there's always just something calming about that favorite stuffy too, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's really good, Kimberly. Appreciate that. So deep breathing, we can all work on that. And throughout the month, we'll tackle some more strategies to help deal with stress and anxiety. But right now, I want to know a little bit about what is new at Eckert Center.
Well, as we explained in January and February, we have a new relationship with a registered dietitians through Revive Wellness, and we're super excited about this, an opportunity for our clients to not only work on their mental health, but on their physical health. And any of these coping skills that we're talking about this month, we have fantastic child therapists at our North and South location. Kimberly Calhoun and Ashley Shaw are two examples. Also remember, Lane Dewar joined our team. He is our male counselor on our team. And of course, we have a gift certificate to give away to, let's go with caller number 3 today.
Sounds good. 403-276-8888. And we'll see if we can bless you with a certificate for a free initial visit with Kimberly's team at Eckert Center. Thanks so much, Kimberly. We'll continue this great topic next week.
That sounds great. Have a wonderful day.